It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm a little hoarse today, Jeremy. I don't know. It's a busy weekend in Chicago.
It wasn't Chicago.
I'm sorry.
You're
I keep saying that.
Plainfield, Illinois.
That's close enough to Chicago.
It's barely a suburb of Chicago.
What's funny is that my brother drove over from the city, and it took him as long as it took us from here to get to Plainfield.
Exactly.
So he's like, yeah, the traffic, not very good. So,
no.
All right, so I'll quit saying that I was in Chicago. I was
burbs. You were in Plainfield, which is close to Joliet, which had a minor league baseball team, by the way. We're talking a lot about minor league baseball. It's an independent league team, sorry, but they weren't doing too well.
They didn't do very
financially.
Well.
I guess they're doing a little bit better, but not doing well. So that's a negative one of those independent league teams that we're talking about.
Well, one thing that I want to ask Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the Cardinals broadcast team joining us now. Kevin, the rumor is up here, and it's not a rumor, actually. We've put together an exploratory committee to maybe bring a minor league baseball team to Champaign-Urbana. Now, Kevin, understandably, you're not from here. You don't live in this area. But do you think that sounds like a good idea? Because every caller we have loves it.
Well, knowing what I know about the city, and I lived in Chicago for 12 years before I came here, so I've kind of been on the north and the south end of where you guys are. It's a big enough city to support it. There are a lot of cities out there that are smaller with smaller populations and not as many surrounding areas with populations. So, yeah, if you do it right, if you have a nice ballpark and a creative promotion staff, absolutely would work there.
And, Kevin, I think that's the thing. You got to be, especially if you're not a minor league team, it's the independent, you have to do it right. So what's the most important thing when you're talking about a minor league baseball team being successful in an area?
Well, you got to make sure, first of all, you got to get the word out and make it a show. You know, you have to have good promotions, maybe some celebrity guests here and there. Give fans an opportunity to do things like throw out the first pitch and take part in on-field pregame ceremonies and things like that. A lot of those goofy things work. There are other even goofier things that minor league teams have done just to draw attention and get people out. But the biggest draw to it, guys, is if you have a competitive team, even if it's not a winning team, but just a competitive team and it's entertaining, it's the value for the buck that you're talking about. You may not have the money to spend on a major league team. You may not have a college team around, or you don't have any college teams going in the summer. It's a great opportunity, if the cost is right, to take your family out and just relax for a little while.
He is Kevin Wheeler. He does a fabulous job at KMOX and also on the Cardinals broadcast team. And Kevin, let's switch to that Cardinal. I mean, I'm kind of getting closer to that ledge. Should I come back in, or what's going on here?
All right, I'm going to pull you back in.
Okay.
And I'm not going to try to sell you that everything's okay, because it's not.
Right.
I mean, you look at the last 15 games; they lost 12 of 15, and really, every aspect of the game has gone wrong. The starting pitching has struggled. The bullpen's been bad. The lineup's not scoring as much as it was before. The defense continues to be shaky. So it's like a full team effort for why they're going wrong. But think about it this way. You had the first week of the season where they were awful, right? I think everybody was upset about the start to the season.
Yes.
But you had about 2 months in between that bad stretch and these last 15 games where you were arguably the best team in Major League Baseball. I'm not going to let 15 games outweigh what I saw for 2 months. The only way I'm going to be really worried about this stuff is if it continues another 2 or 3 weeks. Because if you get to that point, now you may find yourself 6 games out.
Sure.
And if you get to that point near the middle part to end of July, it might make you hold back from making a deal that could help you. I really think the next 13 games are huge. There's no do or die, but the next 13 games, and I picked that number because that's how many there are before the All-Star break, would be a big deal. If you just stay within shouting distance, and this is what we talked about when Albert got hurt, if you can just stay within shouting distance until the end of July, you can maybe make a deal, you can get Albert back, and now all of a sudden you got a chance to make a run, and you got two months to make that run.
And Kevin, I think it's all about weathering the storm. We talked about that a little bit earlier. But what's a player's psyche like right now when you lose 12 of 15? What's the Cardinals' attitude right now in the locker room?
Well, it depends on the guy and on the day. They're all down when you're losing. I mean, I've never been inside a team's locker room after any kind of loss where you're not looking at the entire team kind of in a foul mood. That doesn't change by the sport, and it's probably tougher in baseball because you play every day. So if you've lost 12 times in 15 games, you're going to be feeling it a little bit. I don't care if you're a major leaguer or not. You're going to feel that a little bit. But in the game, I don't think it affects them. It's before the game. It's after the game. They may put a little extra added stress on themselves trying to perform. But when they're out there at the plate facing down against another pitcher, I don't think they're thinking about what went wrong 2 days ago or 3 days ago or in those other games. I mean, they're thinking about that moment. They're looking for a pitch. You're playing shortstop. You're not thinking about the losses. You may be thinking about, I hope I don't boot this one because I've booted a couple before. But it's more of an individual thing within games. The team thing is more between games and before and after.
Kevin Wheeler from KMOX and the Cardinal broadcast team joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Kevin, he's been around baseball a while, but he's kind of new to a lot of Cardinals fans. That's Raul Valdez. Talk a little about him and how he can help shore up that left-handed side of the bullpen.
I'm not sure he will. I think it's worth a crack because he was performing well at AAA Memphis, but he was with the Mets last year and wasn't exactly dominant. Wasn't exactly right. A guy that scared you. You look at the way he throws. He kind of has an unorthodox delivery. He doesn't have much of a follow through. He's a short armor and a stiff front leg guy, which means he doesn't get a lot of follow through. And occasionally, that's going to cause him to leave his pitches up in the zone. Hmm. He can get strikeouts though. And that's something that is a big deal. I mean, in 59 major league innings, he's got 58 strikeouts.
Wow.
He's got a good breaking ball, and his fastball's got some run to it. It's only like 88, 89 miles an hour, but it's got some movement. It's got a little life. So I don't know what to expect from him, guys, but I think that they just had to try somebody else and give him an opportunity because he was going well at Memphis, and also give teams a different look, and also not have to rely on guys you didn't want to count on. I mean, Michael Cueto wasn't ready for the major leagues.
Sure.
And Tony La Russa said as much, but it was a matter of, managing the 40-man roster and getting a guy out there with a major league caliber arm, which he had. This gives you a little bit more of a useful person, but I'm not sure what to expect from Raul. He didn't blow me away in spring training. He was working as a starter then, but he didn't blow me away there. But he's got better stuff for these kinds of late inning stints, one inning or two batters, that kind of thing.
And, Kevin, David Freese activated today along with Nick Punto. I know a lot of people saying, okay, the reinforcements are coming. It's going to get better. I doubt, though, how much of an impact they'll have, especially when we haven't seen any of them since May. What's your take on what they can add to this club in the next, right before the All-Star break, the next 13 games?
Well, right away, they add depth. Right away, you take guys that were starting, in the case of Daniel Descalso, and you put him on the bench where he's better suited because he can play multiple positions. We've seen him have success late in games coming up with big hits, so he's got some pinch hitting ability. And Nick Punto gives you a person you can count on and rely on compared to a guy like Pete Cosma that hasn't earned that kind of trust, that kind of willingness to use him in any situation that's necessary. And that's what's a big deal for Tony La Russa. Having those guys back allows him to manage just the way he would manage. He doesn't have to protect anybody, doesn't have to make sure he doesn't put a young guy in a spot that they're not equipped to handle just yet, but he's got guys that can move around and are where they belong. Plus, look, David Freese is one of the best RBI guys on this team. He's not going to hit 35 home runs. He's not, he's probably not a 350 hitter. I think that's what his batting average was when he got hurt. But he's a presence. He's a guy that you can hit fifth or sixth in the lineup, and they need that right now with Albert out.
I agree with that, and he seems like he always comes through with a big RBI, and
he's
that's something.
Out, man. Yeah. He is a tough out.
Now, how about Colby Rasmus? I mean, he's been disappointing, hasn't he, Kevin?
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you look at the numbers, he got off to such a great start, and I think that's what makes it disappointing, is you saw the first, the first part of the season. I mean, you look at the end of April, Colby was hitting .290 with three home runs. Well, he's only hit three home runs since then. So I think that, that that's something that has people concerned, and there's been a steady decline, too. .290 in April, .250-something in May, .215, I think, so far in June. The good news is I think based on the last week or so, he started to come around a little bit. In the last seven games, he's hitting .294 with a home run and a .588 slugging percentage. So he's starting to come around. They need him to get hot right now. He's not the guy right now that's going to be able to be consistent for 3 or 4 or 5 months.
Sure.
But if he can get hot for a couple of weeks, that's where we get back to that whole treading water. If he can just go on one of his runs where he has two-week hot streak, that allows Lance Berkman to get back going again, who's only hitting, I think, .218 since the month of June began.
Hmm.
So you've got a lot of things at play there. I'm a fan of Colby's. I'm a believer. In fact, I told Ron Jacober last Monday that over the next 30 days, I think Colby will hit 300 and double his home run total. At that time, it was five. So I think he's got a good stretch coming here. And he started off the last 7 days making me look pretty good.
I like it. Kevin Wheeler, last question from me. Albert Pujols, of course, this situation in the media, you guys, I think somebody brought up the fact of that contract looming at the end of the year, and he didn't take too much too kindly to it. Has Albert kind of come around, or is that just a subject we don't even broach him about?
Just don't bother. he doesn't. He's even if there is a connection, he doesn't really see it, to be honest with you. And I think it's important to understand two things. That was not a stupid question.
I agree.
Joe Strauss of the Post-Dispatch asked it. I thought it was a great question, and it was very appropriate. But Albert's okay. It's okay for Albert to say, I don't want to answer that. But it wasn't a stupid question because a lot of people were thinking that.
Sure.
A lot of people were wondering that. But one thing you have to understand about Albert, and this is partly why he didn't want to talk contract during the year, during the season, all he cares about is his preparation for the games and playing the games. He's not worried about outside stuff. So to him, it's stupid because he's not thinking about it, mm-hmm. if you understand where I'm coming from. So that's his reaction is, what's in his mind? And what's in his mind right now is get healthy, get ready, get back, and start winning games again and, you know, doing his job in the middle of the order. So, you know, you don't want to pick on him too much. He's intense, and he stays very focused, and he isn't thinking about those things. But the rest of us are, which made it a legitimate question.
And it seems like it has to play a role in this, doesn't it, Kevin?
Not for him, it doesn't. I mean, honestly, he doesn't have to worry about that at all. Because, and this gets back to something that I've talked about a lot, guys, is, players have so much to pay attention to day to day about their craft. They don't have time to think about that stuff
right
all the time. I mean, Albert's hitting off, you know, when he's healthy, he's hitting off the tee. He's taking batting practice. He's watching film of the opposing team's pitchers. They're doing meetings. He's working on his fielding. Those things are so difficult to do. Being a good hitter is so difficult to do. You don't have time for that other stuff. And the guys that think about that other stuff are the ones that can't be as consistent as he is. So I would say that his track record actually proves that he is that focused on his job because it's hard to do that.
That's great. Kevin Wheeler, I know you've got a job to do down there at KMOX, so we better
let call it. They pay me for it. I'm not really sure it's a job.
I love it. Well, we better let you get to that. Kevin, it's always enjoyable to have you on and visit, and I'm hoping you're right about Colby Rasmus and treading water. Let's just try to do that for a month and get Albert back and get rolling. Does that
well,
sound
if
good?
If I'm wrong, you can have me back and pick on me.
That's perfect. Kevin Wheeler, thank you much.
See you guys.
All right. Kevin Wheeler, KMOX, also the Cardinals broadcast team. He is a professional.
Yeah, and it's not a dumb question by Joe Strauss.
No, I agree.
Because you know what? He might not be thinking it, but his agent might be sitting there saying, wow.
Yeah.
We might have lost a lot of money.
A lot of money.
I was talking with somebody, and I said, this has got to play a huge thing. He said, well, if you're the Cardinals, does this hurt you? Because you sit there and think, wow, look at what we're doing without him.
Yes.
So we need to pay him more.
Yes, good point.
I still don't buy that, though.
Well,
you're talking about a guy who wants a 10-year deal. And he's getting injured. He's gone for 6 weeks. And you wonder if he's going to be able to hold up for 10 years. It just puts it back in your mind. And I think it gives the Cardinals a little bit of leverage. You'd think so.
I would think so, too. However, it could also make them look bad. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, if they now come and say, look, we were going to give you 10 years, $200 million. But because of this, you know, we don't know how healthy you're going to be. We're only going to give you 10 for 150. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It could almost make the Cardinals look bad.
And I don't think the Cardinals would do that.
I don't either.
I just think it makes a 8-year, $220 million offer look
Fair
a little
enough.
More appealing to Albert himself.
I agree. Fair enough. Hey, it always works out for the Cardinals. I told you that 4 months ago.
Well, they're only three games back.
Yeah, it always works out for the Cardinals. Maybe not. All right, Say and Jay
you
Show.
You should be happy about that because there's some other area teams around here that doesn't work out that
I'm
way.
I'm serious when I say that. And I see the other side of it in NFL football with my Arizona Cardinals. It never works out for them.
That's just ineptitude by the front office.
Correct.
But
the Cardinals always get the breaks, the Cardinal baseball. Always. And I'm a Cardinals fan. I say that. I admit it. They sign somebody, he has career years. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Lance Berkman.
Yep. It's uncanny. It's just the good luck charm of being a Cardinals fan. Tanjay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.